You've mentioned ATP, glutathione, antioxidants. How do those things figure into this cellular process that is robbing us of our vitality?
The body works on the basis of electrochemical circuits. And the key circuit for every cell in every part of the body is a substance called adenosine triphosphate, or ATP. The more ATP a cell makes, the better it will work, because in the process of creating ATP, the cell goes through a number of chemical reactions that cause this oxidation or this burning, because we are oxygen-based organisms. And in order to get the maximum amount of ATP out of that cell, each one of those numerous chemical reactions have to be quenched. The fire has to be put out so the next reaction can be as strong as the first one. You create chemical reactions, or you conclude chemical reactions, with the production of electrons that are not neutralized, and therefore every subsequent reaction in the chain is going to be less efficient than the one before. So the fact of the matter is that by protecting those oxidative reactions in what's called the respiratory chain, you improve the ATP of the cell.
So the more efficient we can make a cell's chemical reactions, the more long-lived it will be.
Right. The more functional it will be, and the longer it will be allowed to live. The body has a major programming system called apoptosis, where if a cell does not perform up to the level that the body, in general, believes it should, that at a given point it will be sent a signal to die. It's programmed suicide. And the older and more decrepit the cell gets, the more quickly it's going to die. And the way to protect it from getting old and decrepit is to give it the things that will give it the ATP so that it can function efficiently, whatever that may be.
That sounds really complicated.
Well, let me tell you a story. We all start off as pristine iron pipes. And just like iron pipes, we're exposed to the elements. In our case, the element is really oxygen, which we need to survive. Notice that the astronauts never go outside of the spaceship without oxygen on board. On the other hand, unfortunately, oxygen is kind of a two-edged sword. By that I mean it is necessary for survival, but it causes damage. Take an iron pipe that just came from the smelter. Perfectly normal, looks beautiful, just like we do when we're born. But over time, if there is no maintenance to that pipe, it starts rusting and then pitting and then decaying. Unfortunately, so do we. The process may take a lot longer than it would in an iron pipe, but the process is exactly the same. And the reason for it is exactly the same: oxygen. Now, if the rust is in your arteries, we call it atherosclerosis. If the rust is in your brain, we will eventually call it Alzheimer's disease. If the rust is in your liver, we'll ultimately call it cirrhosis. If the rust is in your kidney, we'll ultimately call it end-stage renal disease. And lo and behold, if it's in your pancreas, you'll wind up with diabetes. But the central process is rust. Rust on a pipe is equal to inflammation in the body.